we got very, very useful and very, very informative and very, very good presentations at that meeting. But, you know, I just think on the whole area of road safety, that we need to put a bigger emphasis on pedestrian safety. And look at this, one of the stats that I read recently is that in 2025, the number of pedestrians killed on our roads, a third of those were simply crossing the road. And when you think of that statistic, to me, it's shocking. And to me, all of those lives could have been saved. You know, if we had better crossings, if we had better just better awareness among drivers and so on. If you look at Letterkenny, I spoke specifically really about Letterkenny, but I look at areas like the hospital roundabout where it's very, very dangerous crossing, I think, for pedestrians. At the bottom of Devil Lair Road, I think you have the same problem. It's very dangerous for pedestrians crossing. The same at Tesco roundabout. I spoke as well about the lack of pedestrian crossings in Letterkenny. You know, and we've asked several times, and there seems to be a little bit of reluctance around providing proper pedestrian crossings in the town. And I'm thinking on this, just not just our main street and that, but for example, at Clarendon's at the bottom of the town going across to Old Dunn's. That's another very dangerous, very busy road that a pedestrian crossing, I think, would help. I spoke as well about the danger now with e-scooters being on footpaths. People can't hear them coming, they're silent. And there has been a couple of incidents already with those, and I think it's only a matter of time until there's a serious accident. Now, I appreciate that that is more of a national issue, and we need that sorted out nationally so that there is proper guidance and proper legislation on it. But even for e-scooter users, I mean, they're not wearing helmets and so on. Sometimes you see two instead of one on them, and this sort of thing. All those things are very, very dangerous, and I don't think when we talk about road safety that we put enough emphasis on those sort of issues.
And you've mentioned there about more infrastructure changes and that sort of thing. Do you think there could be something in more educational campaigns as well up to go alongside that?
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at the road safety workshop that the council run, and I've been running now for many years, and it's an absolutely fantastic initiative. It's really good. It's probably better than anything else of that type in the country, and Donegal County Council have led the way very much on that. But again, I think, you know, education, I think, on pedestrian safety seems to almost centre completely on children and schools and that type of thing. But there's equally education needed, I think, for adults, and education around pedestrian safety needed for drivers more as well, to create that awareness that we need. I just think there's an awful lot of those deaths that happen yearly that could be prevented with more education and with more research into where pedestrian accidents happen, and looking at those areas and seeing where improvements can be made. And I think we could cut out an awful lot of the pedestrian deaths, not just in Donegal, but all around the country.